U.S. diplomats are meeting again today with the crew of that damaged American surveillance plane on the southern Chinese island of Hainan. It's only the second time since the plane made an emergency landing on that island last Sunday that Chinese authorities have allowed access to the 24-member crew. The visit coincides with increased diplomatic efforts to resolve this crisis caused by the mid-air collision between the spy plane and a Chinese fighter that resulted in the apparent death of the Chinese pilot. China continues to insist the United States accept responsibility for the incident and apologize. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. Rob, what's the latest?
Well, I think this second meeting between the U.S. diplomats and the 24 air crew is very important because I think for the first half of this week, things moved very slowly indeed. The U.S. diplomats here in Beijing complained a lot that they were getting no response out of the Chinese side. So I think the fact that the Chinese side have now allowed this second meeting shows that they really do want to move ahead. And talking to officials in Washington as well, I think in Washington they're seeing a lot more connection with the Chinese side towards finally resolving this issue.
Why is this taking so long to resolve?
Well, I think one reason is that the Chinese side, A, they were surprised. B, I think once they got their heads around what had actually happened, I think they probably just wanted to make the U.S. side sweat a little. It's a big intelligence coup for them, really, to get such an amazing plane full, a real treasure trove of intelligence equipment there. I think one of the other reasons, though, is that some of the divisions within the Communist Party here in Beijing. The whole political system here is very different from it was on how it was under Chairman Mao, and you see all these different interest groups now emerging. You've got the military, you've got the state security people, you've got the foreign ministry, and a lot of these different interest groups have very different opinions on how this should be dealt with, and I think that has led to a degree of policy making paralysis here.
Well, the Bush administration has expressed regret over the incident. Is it possible that will suffice, or will the Chinese leadership continue to demand an apology?
I think they may well continue to demand an apology. President Jiang Zemin, who's on a visit to South America, today reiterated that the United States must apologize. And one of the very interesting reasons why I think that that they will continue to demand this is because of popular opinion here. Many Chinese people are very, very angry, and they're very, very nationalistic now. So you've seen this major change within the Chinese population from, say, 10, 12 years ago, when people thought their government was too tough, internally at least. Now you've got people with a lot more freedom socially and economically thinking that their government is too weak. And several students who I've spoken to said they're not going to accept it, accept the fact that they're not going to accept their government letting the airmen go without getting an apology from the Bush administration.
Does that have anything to do with the fact that there are new leaders in Washington? Is this a test by the Chinese?
Well, I think the Chinese were very, very wary of the Bush administration because of some of the things that had been said during the campaign. And I think this whole reconnaissance plane incident has confirmed a lot of their fears. But I think the fact that it is moving now, that the situation seems to be moving with this second meeting today, I think it shows that the Chinese really realize that they've got to get on. That they've got to get on with President Bush and his administration. They can't fall out. There are too many issues at stake here that make it impossible that they should have a major falling out over this issue.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.